how do you decide which state park to visit, or how to find a trailhead that you heard about? Purple Lizard Maps is a state college-based company that creates recreational trail maps focused on outdoor destinations in the Mid-Atlantic region. WPSU's Ann Danahy spoke with Purple Lizard founder Mike Herman about the company's new statewide map featuring state parks, forests, hiking trails, and more.
What was the idea behind this project? Your company has produced a lot of maps featuring trails and recreation for different parts of Pennsylvania, but what's different about this one?
We've always focused on individual state forests or individual landscapes like the Laurel Highlands or the Pine Creek area. Yet we knew that the state, statewide, had a tremendous amount of recreational assets, of state forests, of public lands. We could never find a decent map that actually showed all of that. We knew that was out there. And so it really, like a lot of our maps, it was a map that we wanted to make. It was a map that we felt we could really showcase some of the amazing outdoor recreation opportunities that Pennsylvania holds.
How did you decide what was going into it? I mean, as you said, Pennsylvania has an incredible amount of outdoor recreational space. I think the number was 2.2 million acres of just state forest, along with national parks, conservation areas. How did you decide what was going into the map, what to feature?
On all of our maps, the biggest focus that we try to do is public land. And we're trying to unlock a broad landscape for people to explore. And what they want to explore is, you know, where is it public? Where is the land that I can go hike on or launch my boat on, play on a lake? Normally, that's contained within a state forest and state park system and maybe some other private preserves or nature preserves on those scales of our state forest maps. But statewide, we wanted to encompass pretty much everything that we could find and really show how close it was, regardless of where you live in Pennsylvania, how close those assets might be to you. And to really illustrate some things that people have trouble visualizing, right? That's what a map's supposed to do, is help you visualize a landscape. So things that sort of fall through the cracks is people know the Appalachian Trail comes through Pennsylvania, but they don't exactly know where it might be. And they probably don't realize that, although the Appalachian Trail might be the most well-known, there's 30 long-distance hiking trails in the state. And so we wanted to include those. We wanted to show rail trails. That's another really interesting piece of outdoor recreation that's very popular and very hard to get a sense of where are all these rail trails. We mapped 114 of them. And I mean, there's more. Like we basically tried to just map the ones that were like 5 or 7 miles or longer. And what's really neat is you can see the connectivity. You can see how they connect communities, how they connect public land landscapes, how they connect state parks. And it opens up a lot of opportunity for you to go out and explore it on your own.
Yeah, I know that I sometimes just kind of take it for granted. I think it's easy to do that Pennsylvania has a lot of these state and national forests and parks that are so kind of nearby and accessible. And maybe you don't always think about all the opportunities there are.
Well, that's very true. We have maps in Ohio and Virginia and West Virginia. Pennsylvania is unique. Pennsylvania has a tremendous amount of public land and access compared to a lot of our neighboring states. DCNR, the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, they do an amazing job of identifying where these state parks should be and constantly improving them and adding to them and trying to expand trails and connectivity and things like that.
What goes into actually making the map? So is it something you can just kind of sit at your computer and draw on previous maps? Or did you actually get out into the field and go look at the trails? How does it work?
Well, on our traditional maps, on our maps of a state forest, we are really immersed in that landscape. So when we map like a Rothrock State Forest or Tuscarora State Forest or Loyal Sauk, any of those areas, we spend weeks and weeks on the ground meeting with people and driving the roads and the back roads and finding the trailheads and really seeing what is real and what isn't. The statewide map was a little bit different. Obviously, we couldn't undertake driving every square mile of the state of Pennsylvania for it. So it was a lot of working with visitor bureaus, land managers, trying to get questions answered of different areas and trying to sort through what made sense to show and what didn't. You know, we spent over 3 years on that project. So it's not the type of thing that you can just download a bunch of data and publish a map.
Any surprises?
You know, the constant surprise was the depth of resources was how diverse the state is. We had no idea there were that many rail trails. we know rail trails because on almost all of our maps, there is a rail trail. Probably the two most well-known ones would be the Greater Allegheny Passage, which runs through our Laurel Highlands, Ohio Pile map that goes from Pittsburgh to Cumberland, Maryland, and then joins another rail trail and goes to Washington, D.C. We knew about the Pine Creek Rail Trail from Wellsboro to Jersey Shore, but there are so many. And what's really neat is you can see on the map this big picture of what the future holds with the potential connectivity of long-distance rail trails across the state.
So one of the things that I like about the Purple Lizard maps is they also have this practical information on them too. So the roads and the highways, how do you get to the park where you want to go? And they're also waterproof, so a lot of practical implications there too. Is that something you put some thought into?
Certainly. We certainly want our maps to be durable. I mean, they're adventure maps. They're supposed to be out there with you on your adventure, not dissolve in a light rain or, you know, tear when you pull it out of your backpack or your back pocket. And then in terms of like the roads and the highways and stuff, what we really specialize in is the graphic design, the art side of cartography. So we work really hard on a visual hierarchy, and the items that are on our map, they're highly curated. Like we are outdoor people, so we know what it is that people are looking for. You want to find the trailhead. You want to know where you can park your car. You want to know where the trails connect to. You want to know where you can go camping. So that information is highly curated. And then visually, we try to make it extremely easy to read and find on the map. Whereas if you look at like a traditional highway map, it's going to be all about the highways and it's going to be hard to discern much else. So especially on the Pennsylvania statewide map, we really faded back the highways and faded back that information and brought the other trails to the forefront visually.
And your maps also feature the Little Purple Lizards, as the company's name suggests. What's the idea behind that?
The Little Purple Lizards, we don't tell you what they are. And the legend, it says this could mean anything. And traditionally, they're a spot worth finding. Probably most commonly, they are a great overlook or a vista, but they could also be a historical feature. They could be an old architectural remnant. They could be an old bridge. They could be an old growth hemlock tree. They could be any number of things that people won't necessarily know until they get there.
Is there still a demand for these types of handheld, tangible maps when obviously people use Google Maps, use GPS to get around?
There's very much a demand. There's different apps and things like that, but none of them offer the big picture view that the traditional paper map does. Those all suffer from being limited to this 3-inch screen. And you can keep zooming in or you can try to zoom out, but you can't lay a big landscape paper map out on the hood of your car, on a picnic table or on your kitchen table, and really see that landscape and see all there is to offer. All of the digital technology, what it's done is it's created a tremendous amount of cartographic literacy that we didn't have 20 years ago. So now everybody is into maps. Everybody is a map reader, even if they don't self-identify as such. So we get so many lovely emails from people saying, gosh, I've used apps for years, and then I found your map, and I see everything that I'm missing.
That was WPSU's Ann Danahy speaking with Purple Lizard founder Mike Herman. The statewide map project received support from the Pennsylvania Environmental Council and the Pennsylvania Parks and Forests Foundation.